Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, you guys, you already know what the fuck it is, man. PSA Radio, we back. Man, I'm here joined with my brother Dre 3 Letterman. What's good, man?
Man, you already know what it is, man. Let's get it popping, man. Let's crack it.
Let's get it. Yo, we got the guest calling right now, battling this weekend, Rookie vs. Met, Smack URL, March 28th. Man, go fucking get the tickets now if you have not got them. This man is battling Mr. Wavy. We got K-Sean on the line right now. Sean, what's good, bro?
Ain't shit, bro. I'm cooling, man. I'm in good shape, man. Regular
my
shit,
G.
Man. You know, I'm in great form right now, man. I can't wait to show y'all that same old K-Sean that y'all thought ain't have it no more. The nigga that niggas is thinking falling off and shit. I can't wait to show y'all this shit.
Oh,
shit. That's what I'm thinking from what you just said.
Hello?
Yo. Sean, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I can hear y'all for a second.
Oh, no, we go. Sean, quick question, bro. Are you coming prepared differently at all for this one? Is your past battles, is this kind of like, man, I got to put myself back in there, like, yo, let's get it? Are you preparing differently at all, or are you just going in crazy?
No, I'm preparing. Put it this way, man. I'm preparing how I prepare for JC, how I prepare for Josh, how I prepare for DNA. I'm preparing like that, man.
Oh, shit. You ready?
I gotta keep extra tall, Sean. Are you shocked that some people got way beating you?
Yes, I am.
Or you think that's
like, that shit is like, I don't know, man. That's outrageous, bro. Like, not for nothing. Like, if a nigga's good, I'm gonna give a nigga his. Like, I'm gonna keep it a stack. That nigga's not even good to me, and I don't know why he's good to anyone.
Wavy's aight though, Sean. Come on, son. He's aight though, man.
He's not a hype, nigga. I done been in that killer. He don't smoke me as a killer to know it's spit. A good rapper's not good enough to beat me, man. You can't be good. You gotta be a killer to beat me.
Sean, let's be fair, my nigga.
You said be fair.
Come on.
Sean, this is going to be a 3-0.
Oh, I'm listening. I can't really hear you. I'm listening, though.
Dre, you cutting in and out.
Yeah, bro. I can't really hear you. Your shit going in and out.
Dre, Sean, really quick. Are you predicting the 3-0 on this one against Wavy?
Yeah, man.
Rounds
is going to be outstanding. That's number one. My first two rounds is going to be something crazy. And my third, what I'm going to do in this third round, there's no gimmicks. There's no nothing. But watch what I'm going to do in this third round. That's going to change everybody's like, whole outlook on this nigga, man. Like,
shit.
I feel disrespected personally, man. For y'all niggas to give me him out of all of them PGs. Don't get me wrong, it's nothing against the PGs, man. But it's niggas that's PGs that's fucking talented, man. Don't give me him.
Mm-hmm.
I might have never seen this nigga again, man.
Who else would you have wanted? Would have been a better matchup.
Anybody else on there, bro? Anybody else? It ain't even nobody's like individual or like. There's nobody. but it's just like him, though. That's who I get. Mm-hmm. Y'all disrespecting me.
Did you feel disrespected? You just said you did. Were you disrespected from Smack and Bees when they approached you with Wavy?
It's not even them, though, because, like, all they do is line up something that may make sense in behalf of financial-wise with him. They know they don't got to give him shit, so they know what they got to give me. So they pretty much, I'm guessing, looking at, like, all right, Sean wants this. This nigga don't cost shit. So I can get Sean this if he get him. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's also niggas on that car that don't call shit that's better.
Mm.
But Sean, I got to be fair, though, my G. Since DNA, man, it's been kind of shaky, though, my nigga. You got to agree with that. I ain't like the Cortez guy.
No, honestly, no. And I'm going to keep it all the way 100 with y'all, though. With you personally, because you actually you making a statement though, and you're 100% right. Because like lately I don't know what it's been. It ain't that like I kind of like lost the feel for this shit. Like if you look at these battles like that, I've been not giving y'all my all. The bars haven't been garbage, but the performance has been off. The energy, the old, because people are expecting to see a certain type of Tayshaun. You get what I'm saying?
Word.
So when you see anything, and when you see anything other than that, it's I'm falling off. But if I would just give y'all them same bars with the energy that y'all used to seeing, it wouldn't be the same effect.
Mm. Sean, when did you? My bad. When did you start losing that feel though? Do you remember a certain point? In battle rap, where you just weren't feeling it, or was it something in your life that was going on,
it was like to the point where I was getting people that I felt wasn't like really them type of people that make me go in there, like not taking nothing from like niggas that I battled, like not taking nothing from anyone, but it's just like people that I felt like they ain't killers to where I had to really, really, really go down. What's happening, bro? I'm regular. Yeah, you already. I'm not people that's to where it's like I ain't really have to go that hard like to prove something to. And I slept. Not saying that I lost or give, but I ain't give my full potential because I felt like I could win this easy.
Now. Tayshaun, I'm not giving you no excuses and shit, but you recently had a daughter too, right?
Yeah, that has nothing to do with anything.
Okay, all right. I'll let you tell it. All right.
That's no excuse of to why I didn't prepare. Because if that was an excuse, what I'm about to do to Wavy, my daughter's here. Like that don't have nothing to do with anything.
All right.
Damn.
It's this Saturday, bro. Glen C Theater, bro.
Talk about it.
You gotta go to the website. It's on 34th Street right now. I think the tickets are sold out online. You gotta go to the box office, bro. Nah, it's not the Garden. It's on Gramercy Theater. It's on 34th Street, bro. It's right there. All right. Please be
here. Sean.
Yeah.
Sean.
All right, bro.
What you got?
Support. I'm sorry, fellas.
What do you have planned?
No, you're good.
Oh, no, you go. After the Rookie versus Vets, have you guys, is there anything in the works for you for any next battles?
Averb, no. Matter of fact, a week after that, I got a battle in Atlanta, 2-on-2 in DNA versus Sire Boy and John Chuck.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Mm, that's right.
Don't fuck.
Mm.
Well, you and Verb
so,
is locked.
Yeah, me and Verb is locked in. And I'm also locked in for Summer Madness.
Ooh. Shit. I think, yo, you and Verb, though, that shit is personal. Any shine? Like,
that
personal
shit is mad personal.
Man, Verb is, like, Verb thinks, I don't know what Verb thinks, man, but it's like, I got this type of, when I get in this type of mode, man, it ain't a soul that can do nothing with me, man. Like, world talk, like, I'm in a different type of area right now. I don't know, like, once I get this type of shit, it's bad, man.
Mm-hmm.
A nigga gonna have to take me when I cool off. Like, it's really get bad. Like,
Damn.
You know what it is? I just feel like it was a lot of pressure on you, and correct me if I'm wrong, after you battled DNA, I was like, yo, Sean got mad pressure on him, because not saying niggas want to see the third round Professor Sean, but that third round left, niggas like, yo, Sean got one of the illest round, and you good for that, my nigga. Your first round against Sir,
yep.
You always going to come give us that one round, which is fucking flame.
What if I could promise you that all three of these rounds versus Wavy, if you can't decide which one is the best of the night?
Then you know what I'll do, Sean? I'll be a man and say on this show to my bro Timbo, because I ain't going to lie, my nigga. You gonna, don't kill me when I say this, Sean, but I got to keep it regular with you. I picked Wavy to beat you 2-1, my nigga. I could be wrong.
Oh, God, I like it.
Yeah,
that's
I did, my nigga.
I keep it
I did,
Sean. Let's have a friendly bet.
Friendly bet. All right, what's the terms?
Anything, whatever you desire. Even with the odds against you, let's bet it.
Sean, you know what it is, man? It's the pressure,
no,
my nigga.
I don't want to hear no Sean. No, let's make a bet.
We got each other's number. We'll talk off air, and me and you will come with a gentleman's bet, and we'll get it right, my nigga. We'll get it right. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I gotta put the pressure on you, my nigga. I got to. I just feel like,
Wavy's
not going
to
play with you,
anybody
son.
Could say that I can't be any more motivated than I am now. Like, it's nothing nobody can say to me that's going to make me go hard. It's no going harder than what I'm about to do.
Shit. Sean, I wanted to ask you something real quick. Me and my bro Dre have been talking about where Battle Rap is currently right now. Where do you think it is? Is it on the rise coming up? Or are these next few events very crucial in keeping Battle Rap afloat?
I mean, it's in a mixture of both, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because you got things that's happening within this shit that's not supposed to be happening, and then you got shit like I was doing. Honestly, I'm actually one of the people that's in a mixture of both, because like, you don't know what type of night, well, from now on you will, but you don't know what type of night you're going to get from certain people, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know people's capability, but people are not putting it all in. And that's where it's like making things in a mix of both, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if everybody, because everybody that's actually active now can, like, if they're at their full potential, this can be something crazy. But then you got people that's doing things that I was doing, you know what I mean? That wasn't really putting it all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But at least you're keeping it funky, though, my nigga. Like, you recognizing, like, yo, I know I wasn't on my A-game in these battles and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't the shine niggas want to see and shit. You know what I mean? Sword or shotgun, that shit's screaming like breadsticks. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
we love that shit.
That ain't about nothing, boy. Watch that. That ain't about nothing. That ain't about nothing.
Okay. All right. You got Verb coming up next. Hey, let me ask you a question. Is there any battles you're looking forward to in the Rookies of Best, though, besides yours, obviously?
I know. Clips is going to kill. DNA is going to kill. With Saga, he's going to do his thing, man. Like, Shug straight too, but Saga got some shit, man. Like, niggas, it's going to be a good night, man. Like, but I'm telling you, fuck everything else. I'm telling you, I'm coming in there, I'm not playing with this kid, man.
Yeah. Shit. Yo, any news
know,
with, any news with Danny Myers and Rex, though, man? Are we getting that, anything that you know about that? I know you can't probably spoil the beans and shit, but are we getting that battle that you know of?
I actually thought it was supposed to go down on the same card as Rookie versus Vets, but Beasley said it's not. I don't really know, like, really what's going on with that. Like, I'm really not looking, like when I'm in this, like, when I got a battle coming up or whatever, I hardly answer my phone. I hardly, like, I put everything else to the side and get focused when I'm really focused on something. So I really don't be worrying about, like, you know what I mean, what's going on with everybody else in their situations. So, but I heard that at the first time I heard it was supposed to happen on Rookie versus Vet. But then I spoke to Beasley, he said it's not happening. So I don't know, I didn't look in the details, you know what I mean? I'm just like, all right, well, it's not happening. Well, back to what my regular schedule programming, you know what I mean?
Right.
Hey, Rex won 12,000 to zero. I mean, let's be real. He got 12K to bet on. Damn.
Say that again?
I said Rex won $12,000 to zero. 12,000 to zero. I don't even feel like this.
I wouldn't say he won it yet because his intention is doing the battle. Like,
yeah,
regardless
of
what's going on around the social medias and everything, his intention is battling Danny Myers and beating him bad. Like, that's his intention. Like,
Sean, I wanted to ask you about this Rookie Vest card really quick, man. One more thing. Is this the perfect time for this card to happen, or do you feel it should have happened before, you know, with you guys still on it? But is there a certain time that you felt it would have been better to actually happen? Because it was talked for a year or two now.
I personally feel like now is a good time for some of the battlers that's on that card as far as rookies are concerned. Because there's a lot of people that I still feel it's not credible enough to, you know what I mean, to be in this type of setting. Like,
feel free to say their name, Sean, because here it is. I feel Adi Boom should have been on that card. I feel XL should have been on that card.
Right. I feel like Adi Boom should have been on there before Wavy.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I don't watch battles. I don't even watch. I barely watch my shits when they drop. Like, real talk. But I'm just talking about as what's buzzing around and what people are talking about, because whether I watch it or not, I can't say that I don't get tweets, I don't get Instagram comments, I don't get Facebook comments about people. Like, whether I watch their battle or not, these are the names that are coming up. You feel what I'm saying?
So hold on, Sean. Are you saying that you have not watched a Wavy battle? You haven't watched your opponent's battle at all?
No, I watch opponents that I feel is worthy of watching. Like, I'm not going to lie and say I didn't try and watch. I tried to watch Wavy versus, and one of the battles was Prez, and one of the battles was Adi Bull. I felt like both of them niggas was getting off on Wavy. And when I got to Wavy part, I felt like I'm waiting for him to show me why they said I should battle him. This is what I'm waiting for. and I didn't see anything of that. Like, so I skip it. Maybe this is not his good round. Maybe he got off on a second round. I go to the second round, like, probably about 20 seconds within the second round. It's nothing impressive.
Sean, what is it about most of these new cats? Because I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I'm not a big fan of these new guys. I feel like let me say, 80%, 90% of these new cats are missing an identity. There's nothing that separates them from their class. They all of
T-top,
them do the
though. T-Top and Briz. T-Top and Briz, though.
I personally feel
T-top and
they're
Briz,
all
that's
identical,
it.
Bro. Other than
all
rhymes,
identical.
Other than their actual rhymes, they're all identical, bro.
Sean, you put 80% of these new battle rappers in front of me, bro, and you have them spit, and I close my eyes, dead ass, I couldn't tell you who was who. I'm serious. There's nothing separates.
And even if you put it on, and let's take it further, like, even if you put it on where you had a visual and you had the sound on mute.
Exactly. I couldn't tell you who that is.
You get, it's the same thing, though.
Yeah. You're right.
I watch Battle Rap Heavy, so I know the difference in TV's brothers, but I see where y'all going.
It's
the hand movements
thing,
and shit. It'd be the hand movements and all kind of crazy shit. I get it, man. But I think T-Top, Briz, they kind of stand out a little
Briz
bit, though, I think.
Briz is different. Saga's different. They have unique styles. But as far as, like, niggas do the same shit, man. They got the same pauses. The same hand gestures, the same two-step, they have the same thing. Like, they have the same thing. And every one of them is mimic of a vet. They're all mimic.
Yeah.
Mm. you can't watch me and say I look like a PG nigga. You watch them niggas and say, well, he got some K-Shine in him.
It's true. Mm. That's what we do. Oh, man, he got some Eclipse. All right, he got some
Some Charlie Clips with him. He got a little DNA, like, he got a little wet style. Like, you get what I'm you don't, like, you get what I'm saying? It's no, it's none of these niggas is original, man. So for me to think that your lines is going to, like, it's no, you need more to beat me. Like, what do Wavy, like, what does Wavy have? Give me one thing. I'm going to ask Shaw. Give me one thing that you can say that Wavy has. Like, not even,
I'm the
not
wrong
even
person
better
to
than
ask.
Me, not even nothing. Just tell me one thing that Wavy is good at, that you know
he's
the best at doing that.
I'm the wrong person to ask, Shine. I've not seen a Wavy battle.
Where is Wavy? Where is Mr. Wavy the best at doing?
Listen, I'm not going to say he's the best at doing because the body of work is not big. It's not a big sample size, Shine and Timbo. But the battles that he has out are not bad, fellas. They're not terrible. The nigga's witty. He got punchlines and shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Son is whack. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
There's nothing new brought to that
damn,
table Shine. To get you hooked on it.
I think he's whack. Like, me preparing my shit, I think he's whack, personally. My shit didn't go off of what I'm going to beat about him. Like, this is where it becomes difficult for me, where it became difficult for me. Because I know I'm better than him, but I need to do something that he's better than. Like, I want to take his strong point and make it so little that he don't think that's his strong point anymore. But he doesn't have a strong point for me to do that.
Oh, performance, though, Timbo? Shine gonna get him a performance alone. Like, Shine.
Yo, you don't even know, like, Shine, performance. Fuck performance.
All right.
Like, I'm gonna hit this nigga with so many haymakers, bro. You don't think Mike is back, bro? Like, I'm gonna hit Tyson back.
Damn.
Shine, I hope you're right, my
because
nigga.
Because you know,
real,
you know, that's probably his angle. His angle is probably, what are you saying? Like, okay, Shine got performance. Shine performed. So he's probably, his whole angle is about my performance. Well, he don't even, oh, my God, my nigga. Like, you don't even know, man.
damn. Yo, we got one side where Dre understands these new guys. And I honestly, Shine, I've been calling for Smack and URL to do one full year. 1 year is all I'm asking. 1 year with no PGs. That's it. Just let the vets battle. Let the vets do it, bring it back.
It can't. That can't happen, though. They got to use PGs. We're too expensive.
Y'all are too expensive.
Drop
Shine,
your price
you
for a year. Shine, drop your price for 1 year, Shine. Take a few battles.
Hell no,
that fight.
I have a daughter. I'm not dropping anything for my opponent. I have a daughter.
I feel it. That work's been put in. You deserve that. I get it.
But
Timbo,
let's be real, though. Some of the vets do get lackadaisical out here. Niggas get lackadaisical. And you need a young boy to keep niggas on their toes, though.
The young boys I'm going to allow you to keep are Top and Briz. There you go. You can have two young boys and get everybody else out here for one full year.
Nah, Saga's nice, though, B. Saga's nice, though, man.
Saga's nice. He's different.
I know,
like, I really don't watch. Like, I don't watch these shits unless I got somebody that I feel like, oh, people are saying da da da. So I go to look at what are people talking about. But I heard T Top's name a lot. I heard Briz a lot. Like, I'm not going to say that. You feel what I'm saying? But I never hear Wavy. I never hear him.
I never say
I never hear nobody saying, K-Shine, you need to get on your shit. Nigga ain't have to tell me that. I decided that I'm not going to play with anybody anymore. It wasn't him. It's not him that's making me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn. Rashawn, let me ask you a question. When you battle a nigga like Wavy and you saying, like, man, I ain't really fuck killing this nigga. Is it like when you write the rhymes now, is it all into it? You're like, man, I could just sleep on this nigga at the wheel. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not sleeping. I'm not sleeping at all. Sleeping is all the way out of the question. I'm not sleeping. He probably can do good, but it's not going to be good enough. And his good is going to be discredited when it's my goal.
My nigga.
Sean, what's if you have performance of the night, bro, shit. We're going to have the show. We're going to have a dedicated show to Sean. We're going to give a shout-out beginning and the end of the show. Just, yeah, crazy.
Nah, get
I still want that bet, though. I still want that bet, though.
Sean,
oh, yeah,
we're going to talk about the bet,
to.
My
that's
G.
That's y'all
to.
I got you
bet,
winning. I got Sean winning this battle.
I got to stick with my gun. I got wavy. And I could be. I'm pulling for Sean, though. Don't get it fucked up. I like the young boy, man. Sean is a young vet. You know what I'm saying? He's a young vet. Him and DNA are young niggas still. But they veterans in a way and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Sean, so, you have to do this for me, bro. I talk so much shit about 80 to 90% of these young guys, bro. You
yeah,
have
he don't like the rookies
win.
At all, son. He don't fuck
you
with the rookies at all.
You have to win for me,
bro. I promise you, man. I promise you, yo. Like,
that's all
like,
I need.
I don't
that's
know how, what I could Peace say. I can't say anything. All I can do is show you Saturday what the
Let's
fuck is going to happen. Like, that's I can't say nothing more. Like, I can just guarantee you that I'm not coming close to losing. I'm not giving no classics. I'm not giving no close ones. I'm going to kill.
That's right. There you go. Don't even go for the 2-1 classic debatable, bro. Just go fucking tear
I'm
it up.
I'm not going for none of that, man. I'm going 30, man. I'm 30 and I'm 3-0.
Go 30, okay. We talking 30.
He's going for Sean about to put up 30. Dre, man, go make that bet off.
Me and Sean going to talk. Me and Sean going to talk. Sean, we appreciate Sean.
And we
can
do the odds. If I don't 30 him, you win. If I win 2-1, you win.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, Sean. It's like that, my nigga. Damn,
you
got to
take that.
I'm going to take that, Sean. We don't talk, my nigga. We got each other, no, we don't talk. Sean,
yeah,
before you
please.
Go, man, do me a favor. Give us a drop, man. Can you shout out PSA Radio right quick, my nigga?
Say that again. I can't hear you, bro.
I say, yo, can you give us a drop right quick? Can you shout out PSA Radio right quick?
Yo, you already know it's your boy, K-Sean, PSM Radio. Zip him up, man. Wavy's a dead man. Zip him up.
My nigga, Sean, you already, man.
Let's
Sean,
get it, bro.
We're going to get you back here next week, my nigga, after the battle, my nigga. Get out.
Yes,
all
we
right,
are.
And have all type of celebration rosé for me, please.
Oh, shit.
We
gonna
got you,
off.
Sean.
All right, my G. Salute, Sean.
You all ready?
Easy, my nigga. Timbo, I hear
Luke,
that.
Man.
I listen, man, Timbo. I hear where you coming from. But I gotta be fair. He sound like he's ready. I'm gonna say that first off.
He
sound
like he's
that,
yo. Yeah.
He's acknowledged that he's been slipping off a little bit. But I still gotta go wavy, my nigga. I don't like after the DNA battle. I ain't like the Big T battle. I ain't like the Arsenal battle. I ain't like the fucking Matt Hoffa battle. I need Sean to really get it popping here, man.
You know what? It's good that Sean though, like you said, he acknowledged that. He said
Word.
It. He's like, you right. I took battle. You know, I just didn't perform right. I fucked up. Like, this is it. He's not going for the 2-1. He's not going for the, let's make it a debatable classic between a rookie and vet. This motherfucker's going up there. He going to go up in like Jordan and put up 30. That's what he wants to do. Sean wants to put up 30 on Wavy. You know what I mean?
I don't think he's 30, though, my nigga. I don't think he's
30.
I don't think he's 30. I don't think so, man. I don't think he's 30 and Wavy, man. I don't.
Dre,
you
always
got a
great
show.
You gotta bring logic.
I don't mean to be the Scrooge McDuck, but I cannot lie in that man while he's here on PSA Radio to tell him, yeah, Sean, I got you winning. When I already said that, I already think Wavy beat you 2-1 on a fucking rookie best breakdown that you and I did. I had to tell him, yo, Sean, you got until you show me, and if you beat this nigga, son, and I see that shit, my nigga, I've been wrong before, and I'll be the first one to say, yo, Sean,
we
you
all
was right, my nigga. You was right.
Oh, we all been wrong, man. That's what it is. I just, Dre, like we always say, we just want it to be a good event, man. Good battle.
Yes,
that's it. That's all we expand. That's all we expand.
That's all I
give
a fuck about. Timbo,
you know what?
It's
fun.
I would rather
go
be
ahead.
Wrong in all the battles that I picked to win than have
yeah.
niggas have good battles and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. And then at the end of the day, we talk the shit. We talk, you know, kill the. I just want a great battle to draw. That's all I've ever said.
That's
I
it.
Stand by that.
That's it, bro, for
it,
real.
Man. And you know what, Dre? We sit up here, though, and we make that shit sound so easy. Yep. We make it sound so simple.
And it's not.
It's not, bro.
It's not.
Because, Dre, what do you think the percentage is of out of all the battles that are dropped all the time out of the ones that you come back to and watch? It's less than, like, 5%. Has to be. It's very, very
yeah,
very
I agree with
small.
That.
Very small percentage that
very
you
small.
Actually go back to. I mean, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. We make it sound so simple. I feel like it's an easy thing.
But hold on. Let me ask you a question, though. Has the golden era of battle rap, has it come and passed already?
Are we being honest right now? I mean, it's TSA Radio. What the fuck? We
yeah.
Yes. Yes, it has already passed.
Damn.
The golden era has passed. Dre, the golden era, let's see. You know what? I'm going to say, I think like
from grind time.
20,
from grind time. No, from grind time to early smack before the bid, it's been 2012, right?
I'm going 20. Yeah. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go 2009 to early 2012. Lux helped battle rap and fucked it up at the same time, bro. I blame Lux for everything. Bro, you fucked it up for everybody. You helped propel us to crazy fucking heights, man, that no one ever thought. Jay-Z was tweeting about all that shit. You brought in all these fucked up new fans, bro.
Mainstream came in, his motherfucker. The mainstream came in here.
Oh, but shout out to Lux. But yeah, I feel like the golden era has definitely passed. I think it was, you know, 2009 to that Summer Madness stage, bro. That was it. That Summer Madness stage ended and started a different era, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that assessment. I agree with that.
It's crazy, though. But, yeah, you're right. That smack, the first nine of main events, you know, that first Summer Man, you know, all those ones, man.
Grind
and,
time,
without
grind
the,
time and shit,
early,
all that
grind
shit,
grind time. Man,
it
was
just,
man, it
everything
was
went left.
It was crazy. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, Lux, man, I blame Lux for everything. I blame Lux for how the fucking whole thing happened. Where the fuck we're at now, I blame Lux. All these fucking new fans. You suck. Nah, bullshit. Lux the homie, you know that. But I feel like that was the golden age, man. Do you think we can ever get that back?
I don't know, man, because you know what it is, Timbo? I don't get crazy with battles drop anymore. Like, don't get it fucked up. Saturday, I will be glued to Twitter to see how the battles are going. That's the funny thing.
Absolutely.
I'll say that, but I know Saturday I'll be calling you, I'll be hitting you up, yo, Timbo, you see what's going on? You know what I'm saying? And then niggas will say battles is classic at the event, and then you got to wait for this shit to come on camera. Then I'm hoping it's just not when these shits drop on camera, it's like, all right, here we go again. No doubt. It came and passed. And that's what's happened a lot with battles. It's like I watch it once or twice, and like I don't feel to watch battles like I used to. I used to be in the crib watching battles all the time. It's not like that no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just not.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy, man. You got to think about those eras, those different times, too. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it is crazy. So, hopefully, I mean, this event, man, ends up being dope. We get the shit back, and, you know, let's see what happens. What happens with this event, yo? Shout out to Sean for coming on the show, man. Smack URL. I mean, what the fuck? Rookie vs. Vets, March 28th, this weekend. Go get your tickets. Go to the event. You already know what it is, man. PSA Radio. Stay dropping shit. Watch out tomorrow, man. We got segments and this interview dropping. I mean, I don't know what the fuck it is, man. My bro, my partner in crime and this shit. Dre, take us out, my G.
You already know what the fuck it is, man. PSA motherfucking radio. Me and my bro Timbo, man. Shout out to K-Shine, man. Sean, I'm sorry, my nigga. I still got you losing. It is what it is. I'll let you boy, man.
Let's get it, my G.
Easy.
Yeah.